Hey guys, sorry for the delay. Hope everyone's well. We're gonna go ahead and get started here. And I'm glad someone set up recording, so that's good. Okay. I'm now going to share my screen. All right, so we'll just go ahead and get started. So I canceled the meeting at WolfCon because, well, one, no one was coming PO-wise to the POs meeting, and two, there were some really good meetings at the same time or sessions at the same time. In fact, I assume some the sessions that you didn't attend versus the POs meeting we'll talk about in that last agenda item relate to WolfCon Insights. But for now, I'm gonna make two quick announcements about the releases and then give the floor to anybody else who wants to make any announcements. But I think just an FYI that Sunflower CSP to the dev freeze or module release deadline is October 16th. So if you've got anything that you think should be a part of CSP2 for Sunflower, please start adding it to your sprints, getting them verified, and most importantly, getting them approved by the release management stakeholder group. If you think there's something that is a CSP2 candidate that will not be done by this deadline, please reach out to myself and or and Alexi. So if there's something you think, yes, we're not gonna get done by the 16th, but it's definitely super important, please again reach out to me or Alexi about it. And then I just want folks to, I'm actually gonna click on the particular widget here, or gadget. Please review. I know it's the release is TBD for Trillium, understand, but as folks are figuring out the new timelines and new priorities and milestones, we do need to make sure that what we already have planned to be a part of Trillium, we have the right feature status. And so, please take a look at your features and update the statuses because we still have a lot that's in progress and open and so we need to get a sense of, okay, if they're still open or in progress, which ones are required for the Trillium release, or which ones can be moved into another release depending on when there's an actual timeline and milestone set for Trillium. So again, please review your features and update the statuses so we again have a good picture of what is left in Trillium. All right, those are my announcements. Does anybody either have questions about what I've said or have any announcements that they'd like to share? Okay, I hear silence, so I say no. But Charlotte, hopefully I'm not putting you on a spot. Can you just so folks, just in case no one's has heard about National Library Sweden, can you just give a brief update about the status of National Library Sweden as far as go live goes?
The status is that NLS stakeholder committee has decided not to spend development time on doing this incremental backporting of all the work we have done for Trillium to a Sunflower CSP. So simply that work has been decided not to do.
Okay. Does it mean that they're updating their timeline, or are they just going to go live with what exists in Sunflower?
So, I am very, or NLS and I are very curious about where the Trillium go live date will end. I have
Got it.
asked Alexei today, and he simply said he had no clue. So that's not so promising, but I hope, really hope, that we will get a clear answer soon.
All right. Thanks, Charlotte. It's yeah. This Trillium release has been murky.
But you know, as soon as we know more, then I think then it's that's what we are focusing on.
So, and I don't have any updates related to the Trillium release too. I have been asking questions about priorities and what are some of the milestones that folks have. So I've been asking those questions. I know others have too. So I'm just kind of waiting on what that will be. And hopefully we'll get those answers in the next couple of weeks. I'm, like everyone, crossing our fingers. It's a long time to wait on releasing functionality. So okay, so that's any other announcements or questions or anything folks want to bring up?
Hi,
All right.
Kalina.
Oh, hey, Owen.
It's Aaron here. Just to say, like on the Trillium release, we're now expecting for more things to be coming into the Trillium release. So that dashboard, I'm expecting things to be added to that rather than necessarily be taking away from that, given we've got another 3 months now. As based on the information we've been told so far. I also just noticed that it's only filtering on fixed version and not release version, and
Yes.
some of the features I had only had the release version in them. So just updated those on mine, but I don't know if that filter ought to really include both,
So
or but anyway, that
this
doesn't
ex
matter.
no, yeah, that well, hope we may get back to it with the WolfCon insights because Peter and I, hosted a meeting about Jira where this did come up.
Okay.
So this might come up about the fixed version and maybe it what we do about that field. But that's understandable, Owen. I think what we I may need to ask you as you add more stuff is like, is it required? Is it something that has to be done? If so, if it has to be done, like what's your timeline to have it complete? Because that all needs to be communicated to Alexi and others as they come up with
Well,
the new release timeline.
I would say it's the opposite, right? We're like,
I know it's chicken egg, right?
we can't, like, there's nothing here that is like, if it had to be done by a date, we would be looking at a CSP, right? So this is not stuff that falls into that category, like that we're being told has to be released by a
Got it.
deadline, because that would have to go into a CSP, because that's the only thing we have like actual release dates for at the moment. This is all stuff that is for the future, but of course, like, it's going to go in Trillium as it stands, right? So we have, like, we can't work to no date on that. It's like there's no point in us saying, well, it'll be an umbrella leaf, because
Yeah, I hear you.
that just means we don't have a, we don't, it's some time in the future. Like, the best we can do here is to say, well, if we've got, let's say, until the end of the year to release the Trillium, then these are the things we think we can get done out of our backlog for that date, and that's what we're working on. So, I for me, the question is, when is, like, just tell us the release date and we'll tailor the release to fit that, and let you know if there's a problem with required functionality. But, like, if the release date keeps getting pushed, we'll keep finding more and more stuff to put in it because we're not stopping working.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We don't have a date, so what do you do? Well, you keep doing the work. And so I hear you on that. I think there are teams that might be in a different situation as you, Owen. So, but yeah, I hear you. I think we just need the date. We need to know what the new priorities are, and we need the date. And once that happens, then everyone will be able to kind of figure out their backlog and what is actually in Trillium and not. I hear you.
Kalila, it would also be really helpful if we know what the plan are for umbrella leave, because if it Trillium is so delayed as it is now, are umbrella leave gonna happen in as a R2 2026, or is it postponed all to the 2027? I think that's an important information also, because that kind of then I really understand why Owen is pushing for adding more new functionality in here now, because otherwise it's things with a customer being planned is going to be really delayed.
Yes, so I think I have a meeting with Alexei right after this. I'll bring that up, that to at minimum, as we come up with Trillium guidelines and the new time frame, to at least come up with maybe at minimum some type of skeleton of the umbrella release timelines. So I'll bring that up to him, because I think that it would be helpful for all of us as we kind of manage expectations and plan development and all of that. Anything else? Okay. I wanted to bring up to this group, because this group would be pretty important to this, is the restart of system demos, or community, the restart or the return of community demos. I probably should just use one verbiage and not multiple, but I have the document here. I can post it in chat if that's helpful as well. But overall, for many folks who worked on the Folio project for a while, you'll remember that Kate and led the community system demos, and it was I think it happened once a month, typically on a Tuesday morning or afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. And all the development teams would present the functionality they did for the past two one or two sprints. And so we had that for a time being, and then it stopped. And I don't want to kind of re-examine why it stopped, but it stopped. I've heard, over, at least no, I got feedback from really in at the meetings I had at WolfCon, and I've talked to others. And about the fact that community doesn't always know what features we're working on and what we're planning to release until we've actually released them. We have those PO presentation meetings where we present at SIGs. Maybe at a PC, we're presenting about functionality to get, an app or a module approved. And so that's where maybe the community's hearing about this functionality, but they're not hearing about it as we develop the functionality. And so it would be nice to also get feedback during that process too, so that we can catch things like mark validation default values and things like that. So I'm making the case to return the community system demos, but maybe not in the same way that we had them before, which was these demos would be 1 hour, maybe 90 minutes, maybe even longer. And they were limited to the development teams to attend. Community members could not, or I mean, did not attend or could not attend those meetings. They could listen to the recordings. And so what I'm proposing not to go back to that 90 hour night or 60 minute, 90 minute, maybe 2 hour meeting, but what I'm proposing is that each team, either every sprint or every two sprints, records their sprint demos. And then when they record their sprint demos, that those sprint demos could then be published to the Folia or Open Library Foundation YouTube channel, so that everybody in the community can see them, and that they can then give feedback directly to those teams after reviewing the recordings. So that's what I'm proposing. I have some things about tracks. Maybe we could come up with YouTube tracks or playlists based on the team and what they work on. That's what you see here. But first, I mean, what do you guys think of the idea of essentially each team once a month at minimum recording their system, their sprint demos, and making that sprint demo available via the Folio YouTube channel? Is it a good idea, a bad idea? Is it like is it I mean, what do you guys think?
I think it's a cool idea. Tara mentioned this in Implementers as kind of a joke, but honestly, I think it's a phenomenal idea about a Folio podcast. And we were trying to figure out like where would it live, but I know that it's a problem that has been coming up over and over again, just kind of how to bubble the surface, what is happening with the Folio platform, what new features are coming out, what bug fixes are coming out, but also doing it in a way that's more digestible by the general community. I'll jump in.
Thanks, Tom. I saw Steph's note comment too. I mean, what I mean, based on what you Tom said, and based on what I said, and what Steph has put in the comments, what do others think?
So I guess my qu question would be, why isn't this done via the SIGs, or isn't this done via the SIGs? I mean, certainly from my perspective, I already spend this time in the SIGs. Doing this. Shouldn't that be the right way of sharing this information?
I think everybody's different. So if you want to work with the SIG as you do, I mean, I don't want to add extra work, Owen. So if teams, if your team presents this to the ERM SIG and it's recorded, that's fine with me. If there's other teams that do this at the end, that last Friday or Thursday of their sprint and record it, I'm fine with that too. I don't want to try to add too much additional work to a team. This is just a thought, and it's like, I mean, my thought is, however you get this demo out and record, the recording out there, I'm okay with, but I'm also okay with if folks thought that this should be directed by the SIG or some other means too. To me, it's all about getting it out there. But how it gets out there, I'm thinking one way, but I'm definitely open to it being another way or any way you can get it out there. So that's just my take, but love to hear from others.
So one other comment then, and I do get that people approach this in different ways, but my like it is the target audience, and I think that there's a couple of things here. I think actually a way of development teams sharing information about things they're doing in development that are interesting, as opposed to functionality necessarily, could be an important communication tool for development teams. But I guess that, and I think that is a purpose that the old system sprint demonstrations fulfill. And I guess that you're proposing here a different sort of demonstration, but I think a more technical, like, one about from the development side could be useful. I'm like, I noticed that WolfCon, John Coburn did a presentation on user preferences, for example. Like, we don't have a venue for that sort of presentation right now. And I think that might be something to consider alongside this. But I understand that's not what you're proposing here. And my only other concern with this is we know, I mean, I've certainly heard feedback, I'm sure everybody has, about like dealing with the complexity of what's actually in current release versus like the release that I'm currently working on versus the release that I might expect to go to next versus what the development team is currently saying. And I do wonder if this kind of update, like not wanting, I mean, not that I'm against communicating things at all. As I say, I do presentation like this every week at every month at the SIG, well, most weeks at the SIG. But I think the scope for people being confused about what they're actually getting now versus in the future increases the more we talk about these things in different venues. And I do wonder if there's a question here of like, why is the release summary not enough here? Because for most users, the release summary in itself is at least a release ahead of where they are right now in terms of what's coming down the track. And I wonder if there's a potential here for just having even more information available that is for stuff that's so far in the future for most users that it's just information overload. So those would be my concerns, but I'm not against sharing the information at all. Just wonder if that's a risk.
Sorry, but Owen, you mentioned that you do the demo, you do sprint demos at the ERM meetings. How there, you know, how do you manage what you just said with those meetings? Or do you see the meetings as a purpose for people who are the SMEs to really understand what's happening with development, if I'm making any sense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think that actually it is an issue anyway. So, if whenever we have these discussions at the SIG, it is an issue because people are like, well, when will I see this? Or getting confused between what they can currently do what they might be able to do in the next release that we've already done, and what I'm talking about today, which might be even building on something. I can be talking about functionality that builds on functionality that they haven't even got in their current release, because we're at least two, typically we'll be at least two releases ahead of what people are working with on the ground. So I think that's already an issue, and that's with the hyper engaged people who are willing to turn up at the SIG. I think that there is a filter there because, as I say, they are specifically, hyper engaged. They are people who want to contribute to that latest development and hear about those latest developments. Obviously, the SIGs are open to anyone, but I do understand that not everybody has time to do all the SIGs. Yeah. So I think it. I don't think I have a. I guess so. What I'm thinking is that if you don't have time to engage at that level, maybe getting a biannual update when there's a release is a good way of getting the full summary of all the work that's been going on. And of course, it allows you to pick and choose the bits that you're interested in, because it is divided down by areas of functionality. But obviously you're seeing an appetite for something more than that. I'm just like wondering, how do we do that without causing information overload or it's a lot, right? If we look at all of the development across the whole of Folio every 2 weeks, there's a lot of information. So how do we think about having that in a digestible form? Because I think that what you're proposing here saves, like, means that the development teams maybe don't have to do any more work or whatever, but it doesn't condense it, does it? That's going to be much longer than an hour's worth of content to look at every 2 weeks, which just seems like I don't know how anybody would keep up with that.
Okay. Well, what do others think? Sure, I think I saw your hand raised.
Yeah, and so my question was also, how does this new proposal fit in with the release digest, this hundreds slides long slide deck Oleksiy Petrenko is doing, because also here he includes links to demos, and they are posted on YouTube as well.
So
And I have one more question, and
okay,
that's
sure.
actually, I don't think I've seen the Sunflower release digest. I know that I have contributed with slides from my teams, but I have not seen it posted yet.
Okay. So I think there's room for both of these. I think there's the release digest. The release digest, I think is a powerful tool in the sense that it does give a good overview of all of the work that across all the teams have done. It's more end to end, and it can give more context. So I think the release digest is important. The presentations that POs do at the SIG meetings, to kind of say, here's what we're releasing, I think that's important. But the sprint demos, I think, also have a value in showing where what we're developing, where we are with development. And it's, to me, just kind of something that from an agile standpoint is a part of the as a ceremony that at the end of the release you demo the work you've done, and you don't pick every single story that was done. You pick a couple of stories that highlight that are kind of like your sprint highlight of what you did. So I don't think As far as information overload, I don't know, because the challenge is that we're also hearing that folks aren't getting enough of this information. So it's just a matter of figuring out what's the right mix of information, and every audience seems to be a little bit different. There are people who do want to get into the weeds and they want to see the level of development. There are folks who want to see the end to end. I think so. Again, it's just trying to figure out what's that right mix, without adding a significant amount of work to each team's as far as these demos go. I mean, for as far as sprints go. So, I mean, it's just a thought here. But let's see. I see there's folks chatting, but I don't know. Let me see if folks have their hands raised. I don't. Dennis. Okay, Dennis. Then Tom.
I think Tom might have been before me, but oh, cool. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, I was just writing in the chat. I think there's really some really interesting comments from Owen that just kind of made me think a little differently about this again. As far as like just adding to the conversation here, I think for someone like myself, my team is doing sprint demos every week. And in general, they're working full time on Folio. So recording a portion of our sprint demos or the whole thing would be minimal effort. All we have to do is press record and then put that recording somewhere. But I do have to say, and I think there are people out there that may find that valuable. I really have trouble believing that's a large audience of people. But I could obviously be wrong about that. I think the amount of content, yeah, there's a question about the audience because that content is really not functionality. Like Joe was saying in the chat, that sprint demo is very technical. Many of those demos are very technical and would be difficult to follow for your average user. So I don't know how much feedback they would really spur. Occasionally they would.
I'm going to say something. I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt. I don't
Okay.
always think that, because I've been on Agile teams where we've done sprint demos, and we just pick the things that we think, typically sprint demos are done, with the team, but they're also done with stakeholders. And sometimes you identify, you're with the stakeholders and you're identifying issues that would resonate with the stakeholder. So you don't demo everything you've done in the sprint. You demo the things that your stakeholder or stakeholders will appreciate. And will some be technical? Yeah, I mean, it really depends on what you and the team decide. Again, I'm probably sounds like I'm trying to push and say, let's restart this, but what I'm just saying is I don't, I guess from my perspective, I'm not, I don't see, I'm not seeing this as being something that is the bullseye and solves all the problems or challenges with communication about features and things like that. But I see it as a step in helping people understand, here's some functionality to expect. This is what we're working on, so that there is an awareness. There's a link we can share with them to the recording. There's a bullet list of those things, so they're at least aware.
Yeah.
And there may be folks who are interested in it. It doesn't solve all the problems, but again, I feel like what I'm, I don't want to say, oh, this is my opinion and we should do this. I mean, this is, I mean, again, it's an opportunity to discuss this and figure out what's the best approach. And since I interrupted Dennis, I'm gonna let him continue. And then Tom, I promise I won't interrupt you either. I won't interrupt you.
I don't disagree with that there would be value in it, but it may involve kind of curating the sprint demo that we generally do, or it's going to be hit or miss whether people find value. And because of that, and like Owen was saying, there's going to be so much content if every team does this. I think people may just get lost and stop reviewing them altogether. If we provide a bullet summary or something, I do think that would definitely help. And that people would probably find what they're looking for. But what is that? Who is the audience for those bulleted summaries? And should it be the teams that are building those summaries, or should it maybe be the SIGs that are creating a summary of what the SIG has been working on for the
So,
month? Kind of interesting question.
I'm just going to say sprint demos in the past, at least when I worked in Agile, have represented the work of the team, and it's what they communicate to stakeholders. So it's not what we communicate to ourselves as the team, it's what we communicate to our stakeholders. And we demo what we think is what our stakeholders want to see. So I don't, so the, that's just one way to take it. As far as whether people are going to review this, I don't know. It's something to think about how we could start this if we think there's value in communicating to people what we are working on every sprint, which I think kind of boils down is whether we think that's important. And so I guess I'll let Dennis wrap up and then let Tom finally talk.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I think what is the audience is difficult because we as the PO are the audience, part of the audience, right? And at least right now, we are the majority of the audience, at least for my team. Like it's the demos are being done to confirm and validate the work that's been done. So we would be adding audience members now to what our current practice is. And those audience members would be like the individual user or like a library, the library decision maker and maybe other development teams. I guess we're gonna, there are so many stakeholders that if we're talking about a broad sprint demo, are we changing our practice to reach that all of those people, or are we changing our practice to reach one of those audiences?
I guess
You know what I mean?
I'm thinking th this is just my take. We the teams talk amongst themselves about the, okay, we did this for the sprint. We did these issues for the sprint. Okay, what do we think our stakeholders would like to see? Who are our stakeholders? I think they are the people that we see as the people who will be, we see as the people who in Agile, when you work in Agile, not in the community, in when we think about open source, but if you think about kind of closed source, it's always the people who pay for or fund it. They're typically the stakeholders. And maybe there's a SME that's considered a stakeholder. I think in the scope of this, we can see that it could be the SIG, it could be, at representing the users. I mean, they could be seen as the stakeholders. All I'm really saying is one option is to record something that most teams should be doing as a part of the Agile process, providing an overview, and let's just get it out the door. Let people decide, let's see if people will review this information and find it beneficial in understanding where we are with development. If they don't, then maybe there's another way of doing that. But that's just my take. But I'm gonna let Tom talk because I know, Tom, you've been waiting a while.
I forgot. No,
Dang
I
it.
think I forgot what I was going to say. No, I think so. I think there's multiple problems, and I don't think the POs have to solve this. There's multiple conversations going on all over the place, and what Dennis said is kind of correct. It's like there are multiple audiences that want to know what's happening with folio development, and those audiences are ranging from people like myself who are, I mean, it's the POs, but then people like myself at Cornell that want the very technical side of it. We want to see all the bugs. We want to see all the tickets that were filled, what changes were done to the backend system, because then we can react to our internal processes, what items are linked to it. But then there's also end users that when we say, oh, we're upgrading to Sunflower, well, what's in Sunflower? And they just want a literally like a pamphlet version of Sunflower is bringing X, Y, and Z. They don't care about Eureka. They don't care about Keycloak or any of that stuff. The problem is, I don't think that should be on the onus of the POs. I think it should, in some ways, either be PC or the SIGs that are distilling down that data into a more digestible format. The one thing I will say, though, too, is like, Owen was saying about how he demonstrates at the SIGs. I know a lot of other people demonstrate at the SIGs. I don't know about all of them, but I know like with RA, there isn't a huge representation of the people actually using Folio. And even the people that, even the libraries that are using Folio, the people sitting on those SIGs might not be the right people that we're trying, that this whole thing is trying to reach, if that makes sense. But as I said, I don't think it's an issue for us to solve. Maybe it's something that we work with PC on as like a promotional aspect of Folio. I think having, if we're already doing demos, no matter how technical they are, or no matter what audience they're for, I think having all those resources in one place that is easily find, that's easily it ability to find, and I know it's going to be information overload at some point. That in itself might be enough from us.
Do others? I mean, thanks, Tom. So how do we move forward with this? I mean, again, this was just, I mean, do you know, Tom said things, others have said things. I guess the question is, do you guys find, do you think there's a value in bringing back the community system demos? That's just like almost like a yes or a no. And you can put it actually in chat, like yes or no. Is there value in bringing back the system demo? And just put it in chat and let's just see where we think as a group.
I think my question to your question, sorry, Kalila, is are the system demos for the community generally? I think it goes sort of to the audience question.
The system demos, well, actually, tell me more about what you just asked, Steph.
I mean, there's a lot of, we've heard about, who is this for? Who's consuming it? Is it too much content? Is a system demo going to focus on highlights of our sprint demos? What am I trying to say here? Is this meant for SIGs? Is it meant for the community generally? Is it meant for a set of specific stakeholders? I think that's my question about the system demo.
So, I'm proposing it as a community to the community. And it's just a recording of the work the teams have done. And I would think in some of, and maybe in some sprint demos, teams are demoing everything that they demoed and that they worked on a sprint. But in teams I've worked on in the past, we don't do that. We typically have just demoed the work that we think is most important to our audience, which would be the community. Now, if teams are demoing everything that they're doing in the sprint now, I would think that's a pretty long demo. But I always thought this demo would be maybe 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. That's your demo time. And then because again, it's just the highlights. But the audience is the community who wants to really know what is your team working on? So that's kind of the way I look at it as the audience. So that's my take, but I don't know what others think.
So can I repeat what you said to see if I've got
I hope. Let's go.
it? Okay, so the goal is to record brief demos of what we think is the most important that we've been working on in a given time frame for the community at large. If they are interested in what's happening in Folio right now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm struggling with like I see this as something that we all are, that some team I know some teams are doing. They are doing what I'm saying, where they're identifying features that they or issues that they know there's that stakeholders find important and are presenting. I know teams are doing that. And if your team isn't doing it, that's fine. But if your demo, but actually, I assume that's what Owen's doing. He's identifying issues that that his team is working on and showing that to the ERM group. I know there are other teams that do the same thing. But yeah, it's all about just showing the work that you're doing in the community. Yeah. It's what you're working on right now.
Got it.
So, yeah, sorry, I just wanted to say this. Yeah, I'm struggling because what we talk with the SIG about is typically what's upcoming. It's not what the team is currently working on. It's like we're preparing features, and we're talking about requirements that we will eventually work on. And then we do review like what's coming out with the release closer to when Bugfest happens, like release highlights, because everybody wants to know, okay, what is being developed now for this current release? So we do that. The team in our sprint demos is demonstrating not all of, but key highlights of the work that they have been working on to us. I say us, like the POs, typically, because me and Joe work together. So there's two POs in this team. And I think oftentimes that content, like not all the time, but a lot of the time, would be valuable to other people who are just interested in what is happening in acquisitions, like what changes are being made in acquisitions. And I would be more than happy to repackage that demo just to make sure it's recorded and that there's a transcript, and to have that transcript summarized so there are some bullet points of what has been discussed, and provide that to the community. Because I don't think everyone would want to watch it, and it would typically be between 10 and 15 minutes long, sometimes even shorter. but I think they're, I'm happy to do that, and I think that that would be probably valuable, especially for the amount of time it would require, because we're already doing that. But it's not going to be specifically tailored towards someone who's going to be using the software. It's more about someone who it's more tailored towards someone who is who understands how the system works and is trying to verify that, this is how we intended for this feature to be implemented. Yeah, I don't want to ramble, but
No, it's all good. I saw that Anne's hand was raised at some point, but Anne, I see it's no longer raised.
I lowered it. I still have the same thought, but I did lower it.
Okay. The same thought as Dennis, or the same thought you might have added in chat, and I didn't see it yet.
Well, I'll just be brief here. I think we're really talking about a couple of different things here, and related to what Dennis described as a sprint demo, or as some of us used to participate in, once or twice a month, a sprint demo where we're showing work that has recently been completed. That seems to be less attractive to some of the POs on this call. It might even be a little bit less attractive to those who are not current EBSCO POs, but I could be generalizing too much. But what does seem to be attractive to this group and does seem to be like something that a number of the POs does is occasionally coming in to a SIG meeting and showing some current work. Perhaps it's work that's been accomplished over a number of sprints. And there is some question about, well, if we're already doing that, then why would we want to? It seems to me that there's some question about if we're already doing that, then why would we want to add this concept of the sprint demos, which seems to deviate somewhat from the way that the RA, the way that the SIG discussions go. One proposition that I have is create a new wiki page for current or recently presented demonstrations of work, and we can see what this page, how this page develops. It could end up being that we see that the majority of the product owners come in once or twice of release, present to the SIGs. It could be that we see some type of package like Dennis is expressing that the Thunderjets does, and then we go from there. But I'm not really seeing as much traction from this group on the concept of routine sprint demos of partially completed work. And I don't mean to express anything other than objectively what I'm hearing here.
I think everyone has some various opinions here. Before I hand it off to Owen, and I'm going to let Owen be the person and Joe of Owen then Joe wrap things up. I'd like for folks to review this document, and also the questions part of this, because it's it. I mean, I'm basically the argument I'm making is for something similar to what I think Owen's doing already, and what Dennis and the Thunderjet team's doing, what Corsair team does. It's just record it and make it available to just let's get it out there, in a central way by using the YouTube channels, so that anyone can say, okay, I'm going to check out what the Thunderjet team's doing in this sprint, or what VandenVolk's doing in this sprint. That's what I'm actually advocating for. I don't care how it gets done and where it gets done, that's it. But I do hear what folks are saying, that if there's concern that this is maybe information overload or not addressing what we think what people want, I totally hear that. But I'm just trying to see if this is a a potential way to help our teams and institutions, whether they're actively in the community or not active in the community, just see what we're doing. So that, if we see, if Charlotte sees that Spitfire is doing something crazy with search, you can say, wait a minute, or, maybe somebody from, National Library of Sweden sees something that's happening and can communicate about it earlier than at the time of Bugfest. We do, so that's just why I'm advocating for this. But I'm also okay if it this does not if we also think that this isn't work, this won't work and it won't fly. I'm also good with that. And I'm also good with the fact that maybe there's another path or another approach that we should go to as far as how we communicate what we're developing to each other and to the community and to people who are not in the community but are Folio customers and just need to see what the heck's going on. All right, Owen, then Joe, and then we're done for the day because I will not talk. I'm just going to go back on mute.
Okay, I'll try and be very quick. Very like in terms of like I could turn what I do for the SIG into a video that could go up on YouTube. That would be no problem. The difference I think is that there is like if the audience is important, what I do is update users of the system in a user-focused way. Now, it might be more technical than perhaps like your average user of the system, but it is definitely user-focused. It's about the features, the changes that impact on users. If this was a discussion in the sprint, in the t dev team itself, I think we would be talking a lot more about the way that something had been implemented. And that would be a lot more of interest to developers to say, oh, this is how we've implemented this feature. Now, most stuff is not very interesting because it's just like, yeah, we turned the handle on this thing that we've done 100 times before and it's just the same, but in a different place. But obviously, when it's new and we're innovating, that's when it's interesting. And actually, that's the thing I think we're missing a communication channel for at the moment is that innovation that happens in a team, but to do something new just doesn't have a place to be presented. So I do feel like there's some missing communication channels here. I am happy to turn my existing communication channel into a multi-use kind of thing, but it's but I think that that's very different. I wouldn't want to talk about the way we've implemented access control on resources at a technical level to the SIG or to users. They want to know it works, like the right people can access the right resources. So they are, I think that different audience thing is really important here. I'm done.
But I think we do have a vehicle for that, and I think we're overlooking that, and that's user acceptance testing. And I just know for me, when I do a user acceptance test, I create a short video that outlines the new functionality, and I post it right into the UAT wiki page. And it seems to me if we're wanting to communicate new development to users, to SIGs, to stakeholders at a point when it is still actionable, i.e., developers are still kind of in that headspace well before Bugfest, we really ought to just leverage the UAT period and UAT videos, maybe tweak those a little bit or follow, potentially follow kind of a set process for that. But really, it seems to me like the UAT would be the right place to do this. We've already got the infrastructure largely in place to manage that. And for many teams, a UAT is one of the components of a definition of done. So I don't see a lot of need to go reinventing the wheel in a big way. I mean, okay, maybe we move the videos from Confluence to YouTube. I'm not real hung up on that, but that's just my thought, is that
for new functionality or serious functional enhancements, if we're already doing acceptance testing, let's just leverage that. That's all I have to say.
All right. All right. This was good. So some food for thought. I know we're over. Please, you know, take a look at this. Think of, you know, give some more feedback to this. it's been interesting what folks have said here. And I think there's some different ideas or approaches we can go with regard to addressing this question about whether the return of the community system demos is what we really think is best. So this was good. Thanks, Owen. I appreciate the feedback. Now we just got to figure out what the heck we're going to do, because we got to do something. All right. So, like, you know, that's the thing. So we got to do something. So keep the ideas coming, because I think we're all having that feeling of folks getting functionality from Folio and not. We want to try to get that feedback early as possible. We want to make sure people are more aware of it earlier, and whether this is the vehicle or something else, I'm all ears. But let's keep talking about it. All right. Oh shoot! I said I was gonna let Joe be the last one to say something and not talk. Joe, can you be the last person to say something?
Sure. Thank you all for coming, everyone, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks at the next meeting.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.